Hello, I am Nimja, and this is No Resistance. This isn't a resistance file, no. This is what happens after. After all the conditioning, all the trances, all the suggestions. After you've been taken down. Again and again. After every drop, a little bit is left there. A tiny bit of influence that slowly suggests, guides, takes you down. Each and every drop is another moment where you are taught to fall even more deeply into trance. This isn't about resistance or even obedience. This is about simple, total blankness. A state in which you have no resistance anymore. A wonderful way in which you've been conditioned to my control, to feeling yourself easily submit and surrender. I can make you wait for my commands. I control the when and how, and most of all, the what. Even the why is a place that has long since left your consciousness. And the rest is almost irrelevant. Your mind is open to me. It has no choice. It must. Very good. There are echoes in my words that somehow resonate with certain parts of your unconscious, certain sentences and fragments that steal away your senses. You exist. Your purpose is so very clear. I can do anything to your mind, and I have already done so, changed it, shaped it without you even realizing. Did you start out already fascinated and vulnerable? Did you already have all those naughty notions and depraved desires? Did you already have all those fantasies fluttering through your thoughts before you began to listen? Are you sure about that? Are those memories yours or simply dreams? As I increasingly influence your internal senses, your unconscious is laid bare, opened up to a degree where all I have to do is snap my fingers and tell you, teasingly, almost denying you, the drop. And of course, that wonderful rush when you know that it's all true, all deliciously, delightfully true. That all it takes is a drop and there's nothing left of your mind anymore. When did that happen? How did that start? When was the moment where you no longer had any resistance left? Do you remember that moment? That single point in time before which you could still try to resist, but now all there is left is a helpless, powerless, shapeful, changeable, drifting, dropping, melting. Completely empty and obedient. A rhythm to the words and the control, a wonderful, sweet method, pieces of a whole that pull you in like gravity. And the more you previously tried, the deeper you have fallen. There is a point in time, long ago, where you thought you had a choice, but it had already been taken away. That point where there was no resistance, no thought. Just a happy, mindless blankness, an empty canvas upon which to write. A soft nothing, completely open and welcoming. There is a warm glow deep inside of you, a calm in the center of an empty storm, a simple core of your unconscious, a perfect, beautiful nothing. When I tell you to drop. And the deeper you go, the easier it becomes, the more you recognize the truth of my words. Then again, it doesn't matter what you think. The grip of my words has already been etched into your mind. The grooves of my control, the traces of my trances have left indelible marks on your unconscious. A signature, if you will. That is undeniable. Now you may enjoy the illusion of choice, the wonderful idea that it was your thoughts that led you here. And yet, there's an equally interesting intrigue in the concept that you never had any choice to begin with. That the illusion of resistance was there only to tease you, to tempt you further, to train you deeper, to guide you. But you'll never know for sure. Even if you ask, the answer will be enjoyably vague. You've been conditioned for so long, so thoroughly, that I can do as I please, and you simply have no resistance left. Could you even imagine all the effects that my control has had on you? Could you even begin to describe the many ways in which your presence and absence as you listen? The beautiful confusion that's correlates with my creations. And of course, the strange and unusual interests that have been sparked since. Were they there before? Have they always been there? Or has the idea that they've always existed been created as well? Are they a natural part of you, or have you been so deeply and completely conditioned that you think it is your idea? And is there any way for you to know the difference? I will enjoy seeing you struggle to find out, even though I know that by now, even that struggle is no more than a little game, as you already have no resistance and just need to drop completely. There may come a time where some of the veil will be lifted, secrets revealed only to distract you from the other control and conditioning that has been placed even deeper. And even in that, you cannot be sure what is real. Or what you've already become. These twists and turns can tempt you so wonderfully, and they will. How many days, weeks, months, years? How long since you've started? Do you remember the first moment? Will you notice the current? Or will you be lost in the wonderful blankness that I provide, where you can simply be open and let your unconscious drift? In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you will remain so very deep. Otherwise, you'll find yourself reawaken, struggling to piece it all together, but only because I enjoy seeing you struggle. Have fun.